You are Locked On Angels, your daily Los Angeles Angels podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Mike. Guess what day it is? Hump day! It's Wednesday, everybody. Hey, I don't know why I did that. That was so stupid. You guys are Locked On Angels. This is Locked On Angels, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. You're locked in with Taylor Blake Ward. Sorry for that. That was a horrible intro. But you are Locked On Angels. Today is Wednesday, April 24, 2019. Last night, Tuesday night, a special night in sports. But it was not a special one for the Angels. Another loss, this time 7-5 loss to the Yankees, which means they've dropped 8 of their last 9 games after winning 7 of the previous 8. We'll look into last night's Angels game here in the first segment, but before we do that, make sure to download today's episode or any of the Locked On episodes through Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or the new Himalaya podcasting app, free and easy to download through your Apple app or Google Play Store. Now, this is just something that I want to do. We're in a time right now where there's there's playoffs going on in other sports between the NBA and NHL, and I just want to play two quick highlights, talk about it really, really fast. And these are the two quick highlights, some audio clips from last night.
Chance to send the Thunder home. Lillard, long range three, and it's good at the buzzer! In he comes, throws it ahead, could go in alone.
So like we said, it was a really fun night in sports. That first clip, Damian Lillard, I couldn't get over it. I couldn't believe that shot. He was at the logo just, I don't know what, 5-10 feet in from half court, and he sunk it to win the series. I love that. And when it came to the Sharks, I have a hockey alliance. I'm a big hockey fan, big Vancouver Canucks fan, so I really don't like the San Jose Sharks, but what a game that was. Really exciting. 5-minute power play with the Sharks down 3-0 in the third. They scored 4 goals in those 5 minutes. Vegas tied it really late on the Jonathan Marchessault shot. And the Sharks won it overtime there. Barkley Goodrow, I hate it because I'm on the Vegas bandwagon. I am a Canucks fan, but I'm definitely on the Vegas bandwagon. I don't know how you can't be. Shout out to Matt Birch. I know it's a tough one for him. Matt Birch, Angels PR, huge Vegas fan, and he's from Vegas. And I felt bad. I was thinking about him then. But one thing I do want to say is, both of these wins came at home for the Portland Trailblazers. I guess not the Portland Trailblazers anymore. Is it just the Blazers? I got to look that up. For Portland and for San Jose, seeing home fan bases being able to see that, really exciting stuff. So, but like we said, this is about the Angels. It's not about the Portland Trailblazers or the Blazers or the San Jose Sharks or whoever. It's about the Angels. So let's get you your Angels content. Last night, 7-5 loss for the Angels to the Yankees. Let's do a quick breakdown here in the first segment about what happened. Now, I think the obvious one here is Chris Stratton did get the start for the Angels, and I usually understand the Angels' mindset of things. I understand developing, but I just don't see how he is a better option than Griffin Canning right now outside of having that major league experience. He is doing what I think you would expect him to do. He's eating innings, but they're just not very efficient innings. Did give up a home run in the first, very similar to Matt Harvey the night before, a home run from Luke Voit, home run to dead center. Got out of the inning with just that, but second inning, a single by Mike Ford, his second career hit, another walk to Toshman. And then Thairo Estrada got his first career hit, and I got to say this about Thairo Estrada. It was a big moment for him. First career hit, great job for him. He was shot in the right hip last winter or last year at some point. He was being robbed in Venezuela, had the surgery, removed the bullet, and just there was a lot of things that went wrong for Thairo Estrada, who was a top prospect. And I think even though it's the Yankees, and I know you guys are Angels fans, I think that Thairo Estrada is someone that you have to root for here. And the fact that he got that hit was great. It did load the bases. Force out, would bring in a run. It was 2-0 Yankees early. And then Stratton kind of settled in. He allowed a triple in the third, a pair of hits in the fourth, but in the fifth, just another deal where a single, you know, one-out single gets to two outs there. And Mike Ford again, his second career hit. It's a big old home run to right field and just kind of served it up. I thought that, you know, Stratton had some signs of life and success there. But overall, I just don't see how he's anything more than a back-end innings eater. And, yeah, maybe that's what the Angels need right now because their pitching staff and the rotation is struggling. They have the fourth-worst starter ERA in baseball, the second-worst fielding independent pitching. Like I said, I usually agree with what the Angels do, and I get a really great concept of what they're doing, why they're doing certain things, and I don't understand why they have Chris Stratton in the rotation but Griffin Canning is not. And if you followed me over the years on Twitter, if you followed my writing, I side with the Angels on a lot of things because I understand it. This is something that I just don't. Griffin Canning does have to work deeper in games. He has to get it up to 100 pitches. He's never done that in his career in the minors. He's only in college 2 years ago. But at the same time, talent-wise, I think to have the better talent up, it would be Griffin Canning. And, you know, I don't criticize the Angels a whole lot because I think what they're doing is very smart. But this is something that I definitely am struggling with trying to understand this. We did say we'd break down the game in the first segment here, but we did go a little bit long. So we're going to go to break down the rest of the game in the second segment. Before we do that, let's talk about Blue Chew. Blue Chew, the cheaper, better, faster choice for male enhancement. Blue Chew has the same FDA-approved ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, and since it's a chewable, it works twice as fast, and you can use it day or night. Blue Chew is offering a special promotion to our listeners. Just head over to BlueChew.com, insert promo code MLB, pay the $5 shipping and handling, and your first shipment comes free. Once again, that's BlueChew.com, promo code MLB, and your first shipment comes free. Blue Chew, the cheaper, better, faster choice. And we thank them for sponsoring today's podcast. We'll be right back with more Locked On Angels right after this. Welcome back to Locked On Angels, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. You're locked in with Taylor Blake Ward. We're breaking down the Angels 7-5 loss on Tuesday night. One of the positives from that game was Justin Anderson, and the line score won't really indicate what we're going to talk about. Justin Anderson came into the game, got called up earlier in that morning. In the sixth inning, he struck out the side, but how he did it was really worth noting. He did it in 14 pitches. 10 of those pitches were sliders, and half of those were swung on and missed. He even had a swing and miss on Tyler Wade on a fastball right under the hands. And if you've tuned into the show before, you know how much I love that pitch location. But Justin Anderson had incredible swing and miss stuff in his first inning of work, really looked dominant. But then he went into the seventh inning. He struggled to locate his fastball against Luke Voit and walked him to lead off the inning, then hung a slider at Brett Gardner. He has 11 years in the league on Anderson. Tough to kind of deal with that. Very interesting note from this point, though. Phil Hughes, the former Major League pitcher, put out a tweet about how the Yankees could easily see what Anderson was about to throw from second. Now, this wasn't stealing signs in any sense, but instead, Anderson had his glove pretty open. So if you're looking from second base, you could see right into the glove. And when Justin Anderson is about to throw a breaking ball, he has his finger spiked. So the runner at second could easily see that, and because of how open the glove is before the delivery, he can easily relay that to the batter, who is Gleyber Torres. Again, it's not stealing signs, so you can't really blame the Yankees for doing this. It's smart to do this. As I think it was Gardner at second because of the double, he's reading the pitcher. And Justin Anderson really gave away the game plan here with runners on. Gleyber Torres singled home Voit, make it 5-1, but it's something worth monitoring with Anderson with runners on second. If this could be changed, and it kind of has to be changed, I think it's a huge note that Phil Hughes brought out, and it shows how smart these former Major League players really are. But when you're at second and you're not stealing signs, you're just reading the pitcher because that's what you see. I think this is something that Justin Anderson really has to focus on, really has to change. And it may not be an easy transition for him because this is how he's pitched. You know, he's got that glove open. And I know that it seems like it would be an easy fix, but your comfort as a pitcher, you go through the motions. You're trying to make each pitch work, go by pitch to pitch. And to have this change, it's going to be a work in progress. So something to really monitor is Justin Anderson with runners on, and especially at second base, seeing if he can make it to where they can't relay that information into the batter. Yankees would score two more, make it 7-1 in the eighth. First three Angels hitters in the eighth inning, bottom of the eighth, would get on. Justin Bour would hit a grand slam, get the game really close, 7-5 here. And Drelton Simmons almost made it 7-6 just a few pitches later. He had a double that barely missed being a home run just by, a foot or two. But in the ninth, Zach Britton came in, and he did what he does. Three quick groundouts. The Angels lost 7-5, their eighth loss in the last nine games. Now, it's still early, which could almost be my slogan for this podcast. I'm sure you're sick of hearing that, but it is still really early in the season. And even though that may not be what you want to hear, the Angels do need to start winning games here. Then that's what you want to hear. The Angels have to start winning games. They're 6 games out of .500, 6 games out of division lead. Plenty of time to turn it around, but there needs to be some progress soon. And that is what's going on with the Angels, just something that has to pick up. We did mention it earlier, the fourth worst ERA among starters in baseball, the second worst fielder independent pitching, giving up home runs. Is something has to turn here, and it's going to, you know, obviously you're going to get Justin Upton, Shohei Ohtani back, Andrew Heaney back, Tyler Skaggs back, but something has to change. And over these next few games without those guys, you have to sneak a few wins here and there. And when you have Mike Trout, it's possible to do that, but you're really going to have to find ways to win games and not lose games. The 14-inning game the night before, a few blunders here and there. Jonathan Lucroy throwing over Albert Pujols at first base. Brad Ausmus making a few decisions that are a little questionable, but the Angels just have to find ways to win games. Let's go down to the farm real quick, something that happened on Tuesday night. And hey, we have some intro music queued up, so hang tight, sit with us, because this is Down on the Farm. Welcome to the farm. It's just country boys and girls getting down on the farm. Just real quick before we do close out the podcast, I do want to bring the attention to the Inland Empire 66ers. Last night, Tuesday night, a trio of pitchers actually did throw a no-hitter in a sense. Now, Aaron Hernandez went 4 innings hitless. Kyle Bradish went 4 innings hitless. Austin Warren went 1 inning hitless. That's 9 innings of hitless baseball, which is a no-hitter in a sense, but 66ers offense didn't score a run. Top of the 10th inning, Austin Warren did give up 3 runs on 1 hit. They lost the game 3-0 with 1 hit allowed. It's a tough one, and I feel for these guys. But Aaron Hernandez struck out 5, walked 3 over 4 innings. Kyle Bradish struck out 9, walked 2. And Austin Warren, tough one for him, man. I feel for him. 1 hit, 2 walks allowed, 3 runs on that 1 hit, 4 strikeouts. Tough deal to lose a no-hitter that way, especially when you only give up 1 hit and lose a game 3-0. But I just want to give a shout-out to those guys. I think what's going down on the farm and the Angels farm system is really something that you should be excited about. But thank you for tuning in. That was Down on the Farm. There's a big fire burning, but don't be alarmed. It's just country boys and girls getting down on the farm. Welcome to the farm. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in today. We had a great time. Really appreciate you all tuning in. You help us make the show a great place. And the way that you do that is by following us at Lockdown Angels. You can follow me personally at Tua Blake Ward and tweeting to us saying, hey, I like this about the show. I didn't like this about the show. I'm fine with criticism. You guys can call me a fat pig. My sister does it all the time. So you guys want to let us know what you like, what you don't like. I would love to hear what you have to say about that. By doing that, just follow us on Twitter at Lockdown Angels or me personally at Taylor Blake Ward. Also, make sure to download today's show through Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or the new Himalaya podcasting app. Free and easy to download through your Apple app or Google Play Store. With Himalaya, you can find all the episodes here at the Lockdown Podcast Network. Once again, my name is Taylor Blake Ward. Thanks for making me a part of your Wednesday. We hope you guys have a wonderful Wednesday, and we'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same place, here at Lockdown Angels.